The program you're about to hear involves slight pun puns with parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and to cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Ah, tonight, Seekers, I'm presenting a total freaking fiasco, but it's been unheard since it first splattered all over the airwaves some 18 years ago. It was during Dragon Con in 1997 when I talked a longtime friend of mine into sitting in on that week's episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. Paul Dini, producer and writer of such mutant-friendly shows as Tiny Toon Adventures, Freakazoid, Animaniacs, and Batman the Animated Series, and the creator of Harley Quinn. Well, Paul came to visit the Funhouse, accompanied by C. Martin Croker, Zorak from Space Ghost Coast to Coast, and Ben Edlund, the creator and artist of The Tick, and... Seekers, I screwed it up. I'd been doing the show for like 3 years, but I worked solo, and I had no idea that when the guest mics were in use, the background music had to be tweaked down lower than what I was used to. I had invited a co-host that I had at the time, the late Reverend Rockinhand, to sit in on the show, and neither of us noticed anything wrong when we had the headphones on, but oh, later when I gave it a listen, I found out the whole show was virtually borked. Oh, I used what available technology I have today to try to fix things, but no, Seekers, if you get infuriated at how hard it is to hear my celebrity guests over that damn background music, well, oh, please, no, that's nothing compared to how horribly bummed out I was and still am over it. Oh, man, I'm some hotshot, all right. So, while this show is playing, I'll be sitting on the floor over in the corner there hitting myself in the face with a shoe, okay? Enjoy. Welcome, Seekers of Slack. Welcome to WREK Atlanta and Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. I'm the almost laryngeal Susie the Floozy with another episode in our effort to bring you slack. And we're slapping this one together at the last minute, Seekers, just to make sure that it's so fresh for you. Oh, Reverend Rockinhand and I have been out there in the field pressing the flesh, working the slack star flocks of Dragon Con. Oh, and it's all we can do for those poor, harrowed seekers. Oh, Reverend Rockinhand, let's see if we can get this other mic up.
I don't know, is this mic up?
Here.
Hello? Well, yeah, it looks like it might be working a little bit.
Great, great. You're coming in loud and clear.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, so we're going to have a great night. I've lined up some special guests and... Oh, gee, they're not here yet.
Oh, well. Let's launch some hits.
They promised they'd show up. I mean...
Maybe they're stuck in non-existent traffic.
No, it couldn't be that. There must be something wrong. Niki got our guests, that's it.
No, they're probably still partying. You
know? Yeah, that's it.
There was a great party going on, and unfortunately I had to pull myself away from it. It's too bad.
Oh, wait, look! Why, here comes somebody now! Why, who are you, stranger?
Well, hi, Reverend Susie the Floozy. I'm Paul Dini. I just popped in from Cartoon Land, the Jet Screamer sound effects, to say hello and come hang out with you and Reverend Rockinhand during Dragon Con.
All right.
Well, hey! Wow, I like the material we run with, Rock.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, you want to hang out here in the fun house, you've got to have some mental problems, Paul.
Oh, I'm loaded with them.
How's your Stanford-Binet profile looking tonight, bucko?
Oh, it's long and firm, Reverend Susie.
We're going to skew that curve before the night's out.
You got it.
Oh, we are here to ululate and to praise Bob. You're into praising Bob, aren't you, Seeker?
I love Bob. Of course, I worship my own kind of Bob, and I brought you a little something right here. It's the one and only Bob to me, and old Bob Wills from out Turkey, Texas way.
Everybody needs a Bob of some sort.
Not sure. Bob.
Oh, let's see. Bob in.
I think it'll fit in with the theme around here.
Yep, pretty much anything will fit in with the theme around here. If it's slackful, hey, go for it.
Lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
He runs around with sticks and stones, passes out his moans and groans. The devil ain't no lazy bones. He works 24 hours a day.
Oh!
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
He likes to see us fight and fuss. He makes us mean enough to cuss. And then he blames it all on us. He works 24 hours a day. He travels like a lightning streak and strikes from town to town.
Yes, yes.
And if he gets you when you're weak, he'll tear your playhouse down. The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
Tells us he won't hurt a fly. Then he makes us steal and lie. Keeps us sinning till we die. He works 24 hours a day.
Oh, Tiny.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
He gets his pitchfork out each night to give the folks an awful fright. I think he does it just for spite. He works 24 hours a day. The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
He tells us how to find success. I know we'll wind up in distress. The devil is an awful mess. He works 24 hours a day. He likes to see things scorch and burn, so don't make no excuse. If he catches you, he'll turn you every way but loose.
Yes.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
So when you think you're strong and brave, smart enough to not behave, then you've got one foot in the grave. He works 24 hours a day.
Wow, Paul, that's pretty cool. Bob Wills, huh? Well, Bob Wills, I've got to go along with it.
Amen to that.
Oh, amen. Hey, women. Hey, Wotan.
All right.
Oh, but let's counteract a little of that Bob Wills with some Tennessee Ernie Ford, just to be perverse about it. Shotgun Boogie.
Dad stands in the corner with the barrel so straight. I look out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun Boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. I met a pretty gal, she was tall and thin. I asked her what she had, she said a Fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you. I sat down on a log, took her on my lap. She said, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16-gauge choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's a-gonna trifle. Shotgun boogie draws a bead so fine. The Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time. Called on her pap like a gentleman oughter. He said, no brush hunter's gonna get my daughter. He cocked back the hammer right on the spot. When the gun went off, I outrun the shot. Shotgun boogie, I wanted wedding bells. I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of shells.
Well, how'd you like them apples, Paul boy?
Oh, I like them just fine, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, we got some Pobucker heritage down here. It'll damn near choke a horse.
Do they do things like make people squeal like pigs?
Yeah, do they do things like that in California? Do you have Pobuckers out there, rednecks, white trash?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all over the place. Yeah.
Of the same caliber as, say, North Georgia?
I mean, yeah, we got better inbreeding here. We got better yellow water in their gene pools.
Well, out in California, it's more of a fad. It's sort of like martinis and cigars. Here it's more of a way of life, I think.
I agree. I think anybody who can have two or three cars sitting out on blocks in front of their house.
They're Mercedes on blocks in California.
Yeah, but a lot of the people around here, they leave their cars out on blocks. It's like their family heirlooms. That's why they'll never have them taken away. Well, Grandma owned that car. We can't have that taken away. Grandpa died in the back of that. And, that's kind of an important thing. It's like, you know, the trash pile they have out behind the house is never going anywhere because, you know, there might be something important in there.
And Cousin Leroy's still living in the refrigerator, so you can't toss that out.
Yeah, this is true. You go to some of the places in to North Georgia, and you wonder if they truly know what year it is. And even in Atlanta down here, you see some of that from time to time. It's nice to see some of North Georgia quote counterculture, I guess.
Oh, we're taking in some real counterculture. Still can't find no subgenius chicks, though, damn it.
I don't think they exist in Atlanta.
Are there any?
There are
subgenius chicks. I know they exist in Atlanta, but I'm not sure exactly where. I look for them a lot. I looked for them today. I met some, but of course they're all taken from at the panel. I pointed out first thing that one of the largest, in my opinion, one of the biggest lies of the church is that Bob gets you women because
none of us have ever gotten women.
I think
from
Bob gets women, and he just sort of.
Yeah, we get the women for Bob. Attract the women, and then they're like off for Bob before we even know.
I asked for, there was probably, I don't know what, 40 or 50 people in there. I asked for a hand count, and we got one person. I said, is anybody in here? Has Bob ever gotten you a woman? We had one person, and of course it was another lady, raise her hand, well, great, at least we had to give her a round of applause.
Oh, hey, look, we did get one woman. Hey, honey, why don't you give us a little song? Step on up, come on, don't be shy.
Yeah, we want to hear it, come on.
Yeah, sing, baby.
Boy, that puts a little sting in it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. The car calls for help.
Little Tammy Faye goes a long way, boy.
Excuse me while I go over here and cower under the cabinets or something. Excuse me,
I'm going to the mansion just over the hilltop.
Supper, we have fun
in that bright land where we'll never grow old.
Ugliness.
Oh, no, I think I'll just take a Sharpie and drop
that was
running
beautiful
mascara on my face.
I was enjoying it, thank you.
Yeah.
I like my paint.
Well, that might plant them.
We play a lot of stuff from time to time that I'd like to think plant people. But we have some stuff that I know plants certain people, and I try not to play that and With some exceptions, from time to time, you just have to keep the listeners in line. You have to show them who's boss.
Sometimes we do hurt them too much. Like this one poor listener that came up to me this weekend and said, a few weeks ago, you played Natural High, folk musical about God's son. I said, yeah. He said, thanks a lot. I'd managed to forget that. When I was a kid, I was in a youth church production of that thing, and I hadn't remembered it since then. I awakened all sorts of horrible repressed memories in him.
Well, I bet he'll be praising Bob a little bit better in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll teach him a lesson.
How's he taking it out on you? I mean, you know, the choreographer Botham or something?
I like to think it's God's fault, personally. She hasn't done much for me.
You know, what do you say, you know? You have those memories, sometimes it's best to just, you know, dredge them up and, you know, relive them a little bit. Make you glad that you're a subgenius.
Let other people laugh at your pain.
This is true, you know?
Yeah.
Hey,
they're not laughing at your pain, Paul. They're laughing on your pain.
This is true. Well, he shared it with us at the panel. He, you know, he purposely got up and shared that. And, you know, we cried a little tear for him for half a second.
It was a beautiful thing.
Gloriously laughed. I warned him, beforehand that Bob works in mysterious ways. And, hey.
At least Bob's working.
He's not working for me here lately. He still hadn't got me any women.
Yeah, we'll make you one. If anybody has any spare body parts that they can contribute, please let us know.
Nothing from Chesty Morgan, please.
Oh, hey, now. She's all woman and all beef.
No thank you. No thanks.
Well, hey, if you'd like horror, I think there's a crusty little bit on this tape that Paul brought. Ooh, it looks all fungusy.
I'm gonna get the Lysol.
Ooh, well, let's see what it does if we put it through the machine here. What could this be?
Ooh, I don't know, but I'm not touching it.
Where the hell is it?
I think it ran under the counter.
It's going the wrong way!
Man. It's truly possessed.
I'm gonna get the scissors and chase it.
Wait a minute, it's coming out this end. There it goes, there it goes.
Wait a minute. Chase it this way, chase it this way!
Oh no, this is too frightening. This.
Getting stoned on sunshine, getting high on air,
getting to it naturally, really getting there,
getting such a high on loving what I do.
I'm so full of happiness, hooked on something new. Life is such a trippy thing. Hello, birdies, hello, spring.
Each day on earth is a day that's worth remembering.
And I mean just what I sing. Life is such a groovy thing. Don't pity me, I'm glad to be a ding-a-ling, ding.
Is filled with flowers, my grass is bright and green,
my tea is brewing in my cup, and still I make the scene.
So just don't try to change me, I love the world I've found.
I've got to fly my own sweet way, don't you shoot me down.
Life is such a
hello, birdies, hello, spring.
Each day on earth is a day that's worth remembering.
And I mean just what I sing. Life is such a groovy thing.
Don't pity me, I'm glad to be a ding-a-ling.
Pity me, I'm glad to be a ding-a-ling.
A ding-a-ling,
ding-a-ling.
Don't pity me, I'm glad to be
a ding-a-ling.
A ding-a-ling,
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 ding-a-ling.
You're silly.
little treasure from the Uncle Frank's career that was never released. It sort of escaped on a CD recently. It's Nancy needed a follow-up after Boots, so she and Pops teamed up on that one. And
That's frightening.
Well, it's Frank. It's Frank blast out of his head on bourbon, singing about getting a natural high. Ring-a-ding-ding, ding, baby.
Yeah, that makes it all.
He's not drinking that iced tea. He lets the puppet drink that. He wants to do his stuff.
Yeah, we were. It was nice to.
They weren't called the Slack Pack, you might notice.
For
some reason, I don't see any slack there.
His papa's got a brand new colostomy bag.
Frank's the only one left.
Is that a good thing? Or?
I don't know. I think he just sits there going, Sammy? Are you Sammy? Sammy,
he wakes up in the middle of the night.
Sammy,
your eye.
Hey. You know, a lot of time I feel like the Joey Bishop of the Church of the Subgenius, you know, and those, like, fringe, useless organisms.
Sammy, go over there. Pants Norman fell for me. Here's $5. Do it. I don't know.
Trust me, the church has plenty of those types. There's probably more of that type than there is of normal.
There are similarities.
And the whole mafia.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good. That's a good backup band.
Yeah.
Guys with names like Needle Nose Labriola, stuff like that. That's a good crowd to run with.
Guys like that.
Yeah. Little Tony Ducks. I guess he was like Tony Ducks Jr. or something. Oh, but yes, famous old farts. Trying to swing. Why, that brings to mind the horror that is Bing Crosby.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey, Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her undo your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel a pain, hey, Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. For now you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Hey, Jude, don't let me down. You have found her, now go and get her. Remember to let her into your heart. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Pum, 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 pum. Pum, 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 pum. Hey, Jude.
Oh, wasn't that beautiful now? Oh, it's still going on.
What, like this? Whole party. Oh. Tonight, the Dragon Con VIP party is all the old parts. We've got 50 years and 50 pounds on me. We've got troves of 20-year-old women bowing down around them. I have no clue who they are. Okay, now, I'm not really like this, you know, but...
Well, you see, they got 50 pounds on you in 50 years, and plus they're handing out $50 bills.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Okay.
What are these like? Are these like rich cartoonists who just like...
I have no clue. Right? You know, I really don't. They probably are. You know, I'll admit that most of the cartoonists, I'm not real familiar with them. Uh-huh.
Oh, if you'll turn to the left, Paul, you'll see our cliff divers.
Ah.
Yeah. Here they go. Look at that form. Adi-oop.
There they
go. Wow. Let's, sniff.
Ah! Too bad we can't afford water. Oh, hey. That feels so good when it stops.
Yeah, call the next one. That was nice. Mm. The next one. I like that.
Number two on deck.
It's a gas!
Out the other end, it's more musical. Let me try it again here. Damn! Oh! Oh, hey, that didn't feel good. I think I loosened something in my sacrum. So good for a while there, but oh my god, look out the window. What's that? Oh no, we're under attack. Why? Look at this. Two sweet young seekers.
It's Ben Edlund and Karen.
My tongue, you pulled my tongue off. I trusted you in my car and you pulled its tongue off.
And the tongue, it did not shatter.
My tongue shattered.
Hey, that looks... Hey, that looks a little bit like Holyfield's ear.
Oh, to administer pain for
that. This calls for pain.
We need
pain. We're going to play the King You Savage, and we're all going to drunk dance.
No! No!
Even if you're not drunk, you have to dance like
Oh, Lord. For those of you who are not familiar with King Snivet show, boy, this is going to be painful.
Ben Edlund of the Tick. Hey, someone's getting hurt.
not me. And he's not even with Bob. Well, maybe that's what it is.
Ben brought a woman. Wow. Hey, we've been looking for some women around here.
Well, they're here somewhere. There's plenty of goth chicks down there at the Inforum, if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, there are all these vinyl girls there, too. They look like they tore down the shower curtain and kind of wrapped it around themselves.
I think they did.
Yeah.
Quite honestly.
Yeah. They were running late. They were in the shower. It's like, I'm not even going to dress. I'm just, rip it up right off the rings, wrap it around me.
Some of them actually wear it very well, actually.
Yeah.
They need to take the rings and the rod off first, though.
No, but that makes some of them really look interesting.
But no, you think you're escaping pain? You think you're escaping pain? You're just starting to experience the pain seekers. Here comes the King of Snavage.
Here it comes.
Chess is off, 'cause I wear this silly grin. So don't think you come into view. Chances are your chances are awfully good. Just because I wear this silly grin, the moment you come into view, your chances are your chances. In the middle of the moon, in the middle of the moonlight, in the middle of the moonlight, I say your chances are awfully good, just because I wear this silly grin. The moment you come into view, your chances are, your chances are awfully because you're the only one for me. And if you think you really could, your chances are, your chances are awfully good. Your chances are, your chances.
It's a genius thing.
Flee, go.
Oh, God, they're lyrical. Oh, hey, Reverend Rockingham, slap the tick guy around, see if you can bring him around.
Hey.
He's got blood coming out of all his orifices.
Get up! Get up! Get up!
Oh, squashed him like a tick.
Sorry.
Oh, well, he's got his head buried in the floor. Get me the lighter. We'll get him out of here. Hey, a lot of tick.
Got some alcohol here. Lighter fluid.
Oh, hey, if it feels good, fluid. So how has Dragon Con been for you guys? My highlight was Chewbacca grabbed my ass. I got felt up by the King of the Wookiees.
By Peter Mayhew.
Yeah, Nookie for the Wookiee.
Nookie Wookiee.
I was a massive man.
I heard Ken Baker, the tiny
one. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I heard him in the bathroom, and with that kind of resonance, he has the most sultry, beautiful voice. I was at the time taking I was having a moment alone on the toilet.
Meditation.
Did you know he was in there with you?
I just heard him walk in, and it was a fluty, beautiful, high-pitched voice that gave me kind of
heterosexual chills. So
I've had those before.
Must not have been drinking yet.
Heterosexual chill wills. Ooh, who's the scary looking mutant behind you? The insectopod guy.
Behind who?
Oh, who can tell anymore? Who can tell?
Hi, Susie.
Hello, Zorak. How are you doing?
Not bad.
Compared to what? So, like, is this like a mantis tick crossover here? Some sort of insectopod cluster hump? Almost had you there, huh?
That you did.
Ah, well, you're comic book guys, aren't you? Maybe you'd like to hear a little bit of obscure comic book lore. Like the notorious Jan and Dean Meet Batman, produced by Frank Zappa.
Jan and Chase. They're okay.
And it's scratchy, but it's good. Let's hear it.
The origin of Captain Jan and Boy Dean is a story which will live forever in the hearts of young America.
Holy screamers.
Of course, you remember it one night in the late hours at a secluded recording session in one of Hollywood's finer recording studios.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
Unknowingly, Henry Decibel, their time-trusted friend, and rambunctious recording engineer accidentally crosses two wires and twists the wrong dial. Lo and behold, emerging from the mysteriously colored cloud of smoking gases is a sweet little old lady.
Holy senior citizen!
Dressed in a long, organdy dress with high-button shoes.
Hi, honeys. Hi, Henry. Well, boys, I've waited a long time for this. Have a cookie. I need your help.
The little old lady goes on to explain how she needs the aid of Jan and Dean in her war against those who jeopardize justice. And for this purpose, she magically grants them the secret identities of Captain Jan and Dean the Boy Blunder.
Holy Halloween, Jan. Look at this great costume. It's slick. The little old lady gave it to me.
It's Captain Jan from now on, pal.
I'm sorry.
What did you do, dolt?
I chipped over my cap.
Cape.
Cape.
You do deserve that name, Boy Blunder.
The little old lady goes on to give Captain Jan and Dean the Boy Blunder mystic powers, which will be divulged later, dear listener.
Man, Seekers, this sucks too much to play. Looks like you're off the hook.
Oh. Hey, what else do we have over there?
Hey, Ben, you didn't bring those Ms. Marvel tapes you scored today.
I'm afraid I didn't, yeah.
Oh, but was it... Wasn't she a complete experience?
She was a powerful, good experience.
She changed her name, you know. It's Danger Girl now.
Well, Danger Woman.
She stopped over at my table and was pitching me a Batman and Tiny Toon team-up episode plots, which was very interesting.
Yes.
Batman and the Tiny Toons team up to rescue the Animaniacs, and there was like 40 minutes a pitch on this. And,
wow. Yeah.
It was occurring even as we spoke, and she was encouraging audience participation, saying, and then they rescue Yakko, Wakko, and Dot, and you know what they say? No, I don't. Well, do you know what they say? And I said, no. Well, guess what they say? Why don't you tell me? They say, hello, Batman! And there was about 40 minutes more of this. And
worth waiting for, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Burst into song.
Burst, literally.
Burst.
Yeah, kind of ruptured into song.
I would have bought the episode, except we already did it.
Oh, she's got plenty more where that came from, trust me.
Yeah, okay.
Trust me.
So
she will.
Yeah, okay.
But she will.
See what else I've dragged up here. Are you boys familiar with The First Family by Vaughn Meter, that excruciatingly lame Kennedy-era comedy album with celebrity impersonation? It's pretty vile, but...
Unfortunately, I am.
Yes.
Yeah, I am as well, unfortunately. Yeah.
Did you know there was a First Family Volume 2 that out in 1963? The year of the JFK assassination, and it sure did put a damper on a comedy nugget. Yes. Oh, and it's very ironic. I'm sorry I didn't find this a year ago, because there's a cut on here called 1996. A glimpse into the future that could have been. Oh, it could have stayed Camelot for a long damn time, Seekers.
No, it could have.
Baby John, I want to talk to him.
Jack, I wish you'd stop calling him Baby John. After all, he's 35 years old now.
35. Yes, it is 1996, isn't it? Here we are, retired in a little Palm Beach cottage in Hyannisport. 1996. How long ago was it that I was president?
4 years.
Well, it's been a good, rich life for all of us, don't you think, dear?
Yes, dear.
I certainly enjoyed being president. Bobby enjoyed being president. Teddy enjoyed being president. And then I enjoyed being president again.
Whatever happened to that funny little chubby man? You know, the Russian you had so much trouble with?
Oh, you mean Nicky? Well, he's fine. I hear from him all the time since he defected to West Germany over the Berlin Wall. Oh, by the way, you haven't forgotten we're having a family reunion next Thursday.
Oh, yes. Where are we all getting together?
Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden?
Well, it's only for the immediate family.
That'll be nice.
Well, I guess the high point of our life is really tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes. I'm so excited.
Just think. Caroline's coronation.
Wah, 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 wah. Oh, was it that ironic, kids?
I guess.
Oh, yeah, I got a real hate on for JFK stuff. Oh, I could see why that kind of fell flat.
I understood it.
Yeah, I had an idea, and it's totally gone.
Really?
Well, it's your fault. You sucked it out of my head.
I'm sorry.
It's these
cheap Hyatt Regency shower caps.
Really? You know, I thought that was a condom. I've been going around like the guy with Cinderella's slipper.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, I felt like I had to steal something out of the bathroom. They were stocked so nicely. Actually, I stole a lot of stuff and gave it out to the Gore guys and the sew geniuses there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, somebody goes, hey, did you steal the sewing kits? So, yes, I stole all the sewing kits.
In that shower cap, you look kind of like one of the guys in what, New Wave of Hookers?
Yeah. And I actually feel like I work at, like, the Hormel packing plant or something.
You know, they call the place where all the guts and effluvia go the Rose Room.
Ooh, my favorite. My favorite. A rendering plant, yes. That's why I work at a rendering
render
plant.
Render underseason.
Yes.
Well, let's throw out another chunk of crap and see who bites. We bite.
There's a man who lives a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Every move he makes, another chance he takes. The odds that he won't live to see tomorrow. Beware of pretty faces. places that you find. A pretty face can hide an evil mind. Be careful what you say, you'll give yourself away. Oh, says you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. One day, been laying in Bombay on the next day. You let the birds sleep away. Oh, I said you were is it friendly up?
That was leprous. Oh.
Well, I guess I better
that was
keep
pretty
my
damn
hat
bad.
On because look who's here in spot
like
number
it.
One. That's the Woody Woodpecker's song.
It's more Frank Sinatra.
He's a pecking it all day long.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
He pecks a few holes in a tree to see if a redwood's really red. And it's nothing to him on the tiniest whim to peck a few holes in your hay.
Just listen how pissed Frank is to have to sing Woody this song Woodpecker in 1948. Soon. And it was on your hit parade, and he had to sing the hit song that was sitting there going,
make the woodpecker's swoon. Oh, it doesn't make sense to the dull and
career aside. You can't kill Frank, though.
Nobody killed Woody without a contract.
That's the Woody Woodpecker song.
Damn, what did they do to Frank to get those high notes?
That's the Woody Woodpecker serenade. On the Woodpecker hit parade. Though he can't sing a note, there's a frog in his throat. And his notes come out blurred. He's the lady's first choice. With a laugh in his voice, he gives all his rivals the boyd.
Ooh.
He'll be settling down someday. He'll be hearing the preacher say,
for the rest of your life you'll be Woody and wife,
and the choir will sing along
with that's the Woody Wood,
the Woody Wood, the Woody Wood Packers all.
Yeah. Oh man.
Frank would not again know such shame until the mid 50s when he had to sing a song called Mama Don't Bark with Dagmar. And he's been suppressing that for years. I heard it once. I tried to get it for the show. I just couldn't find it again.
Now, once again, this is not my generation stuff. This is just a bit too old for me. Sorry.
Well, that's why you can't find any women. Your standards are too high.
Exactly. Exactly. They have to be alive, you know?
But let's see. How can we do this without it making any sound with the microphone on? I want us all to have a sing-along. Yes, I've got a wonderful song here, a timeless classic, The Court of the Crimson King by Doc Severinsen. And did you know the lyrics of Gilligan's Island fit right in?
Oh, no.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Let's see what we can get going here, see if we can embarrass ourselves even more than we already have.
We excel at that, actually.
At least I do.
Nothing more embarrassing than
chase it right down and you'll hear a tale of a faithful true. Get going, you can imagine that ball of sweat on the tip of Tommy Newsom's nose, and it's just, it's hovering and it's not quite dripping. When will it fall? And who's gonna get stuck emptying that spit valve?
Thank you.
Oh, man, that was so fun. Oh, but, oh, look at the time. Oh, we're going to have to go. Oh, I'd like to thank our many suffering guests we've had that we dragged, bound, and gagged from Dragon Con.
Thank you.
What was that?
Thank you.
What was that? Speak up, mister.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ben Edlund of the Tick fame and the lovely and vivacious Karen.
Thank you, too.
And let's thank Paul Dini and Brother Zorak. Hey, watch your mouth.
Thank you, it was fun. I enjoyed being here.
Oh, it was nice having you all. And
I'm going back and look at more of the vinyl girls.
Yeah, you know, they do have women there, River Rockin' In. You can go find some of them vinyl women.
Watch that. Watch that tongue.
How can I? Karen broke it off.
That's true. Nah, that's okay. I'm not that hard up for women. I'm really not.
But enough about us.
Enough.
Yes. It's been real, Seekers. Night. And there you go, Seekers. A lost show from 1997. I tried to use available technology to resuscitate it as best I could, but with me in the mix not understanding that the guest mics required a lower setting on the turntable faders, oh man, I came real close to absolutely destroying that one. That was Paul Dini, Ben Edlund, his friend Karen, and C. Martin Croker, the voice and animator and writer of Zorak on Space Ghost Coast to Coast, and a co-host of mine from 1997, the late Reverend Rockinhand, sitting in. I hope you were able to enjoy this show, even despite the problems. Good night, Seekers.